Welcome to Words and Music. I'm your host, Dave Mattaloni, and for the next hour, we will be showing mercy through song. Over a dozen of them, to be inexact. And what better way to open than with a piece penned by Leonard Cohen and sung by Dion Francis DiMucci.
Oh, the sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. They brought me their comfort, then later they brought me this song. I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long. They lay down beside me, I made my confession to them. They touched both my eyes, and I touched the dew on their hands. If your life is a leaf that the seasons tear off and condemn, they will bind you with love that is graceful and green as a stem. You cannot control. It begins with your family, later gets round to your soul. I've been where you're hanging, and I think I can see how you're pinned. When you're not feeling holy, your loneliness tells you you've sinned. When I left, they were sleeping. I hope you run into them soon. Don't turn on the lights. You can read their address by the moon. And it won't make me jealous if I've learned that they've sweetened your night. We weren't lovers like that, and besides, it would still be all right.
Oh, sisters of mercy. They are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought I just can't go on. And they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me this song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you who've been traveling so long. Yes, you. You must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family, and soon it comes around to your soul. Here's Eliza Gilkison.
Across the world, she tapes explosives to her chest, steps into a shopping mall. Life devoid of all her mercies, tenderness really isn't any life at all. factory along the riverside. Children swimming in a poison pool. Playful afternoon of unintended suicide. Gone before they ever even knew. Tender mercy. Across the world, she holds her loved ones to her chest, lays them down and listens at the door. Everybody's safe and warm among the truly blessed. How can we even dare to ask for more? Tender mercy.
When all your good days are getting short, count on me. Thank you.
And we opened that set with Tender Mercies from Eliza Gilkison. That opens with these lines. Across the world, she tapes explosives to her chest, steps into a shopping mall, a life devoid of all mercy's tenderness, really isn't any life at all. And after that heartbreak, we needed a bucket of mercy, lots of buckets of mercy, supplied by drive-by truckers. Next up, we have Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and their Mercy Seat.
I began to warm and chill to objects and their fields, ragged cup and a twisted mop, face of Jesus in my soup, those sinister dinner deals, meal trolley's wicked wheels, a hooked bone rising from my food, all things good or ungood, and the mercy seat is awaiting, and I think my head is a-burning, in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing up of truth, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway they had no proof, and I'm not afraid to die. Interpret silent catalog, a blackened, two-faced scarlet fog. The walls are bad, black bottom kind. They are the sick breath in my hind. They are the sick breath in my hind. They are the sick breath in my hind. They are the sick breath gathering at my hind. Well, I hear stories from the chamber how Christ was born into a manger, like some wretched stranger died upon the cross. And might I say it seems so fitting, and as we was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. My killing eternal evil across his brother's fist. That filthy fire did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold, and the ark of his testament is stowed. The throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. Down here it's made of wood and wire, and my body is on fire. God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wide, like a moth that tries to
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
My father could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor fall and rot slowly on the ground. His work is almost over. Won't be long, he won't be around. I love my father, he could use some mercy now. And my brother could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom, shackled to his fear and his doubt. And the pain that he lives in, it's almost more than living will allow. I love my brother. He could use some mercy now. My church and my country could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb. They carry the weight of the faithful who follow them down. Oh, I love my church and country. They could use some mercy now. And every living thing could use a little mercy now. Only the hand of grace, and in the race toward another mushroom cloud, and the people in power, they'll do anything to keep their crowd. Mercy now. Don't deserve it, but we need it anyhow. We had
Kathy Mattea, and she'll be playing the Iron Horse in June in her cover of Mary Gaucher's Mercy Now. And before that, Nick Cave live and his Mercy Seat. And here's what that singer-songwriter recalled in his 2020 book, Stranger Than Kindness, about Mercy Seat. Songs are ingenious devices that have their own demands. They find their way whether you like it or not. In the early 80s, I was fully engaged in the writing of my novel, typing away day and night, sleeping little. And when I reached an impasse, I would write the odd lyric line on a scrap of paper beside me, ostensibly a song about a man going to the electric chair. The song was at best a distraction, a doodle, a song I never looked fully in the eye. But songs have their own journeys, and in time assert their sovereignty. Here's Marlena Shaw asserting her sovereignty over a triple dose of mercy. You're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. And we have a whole bunch of locally produced shows that are really cool. Check out the schedule at valleyfreeradio.org. You're going to hear music that you don't hear on commercial radio on a regular basis. And before that station ID, we heard Marlena Shaw's Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. And we're going to launch the second half of our show with a song with one less mercy in its title.
Have mercy, baby. Have mercy. up under the bed.
That's right. And drown.
That's right.
In our polarizing political climate, it's become difficult to find shows willing to discuss, much less listen to, different points of view.
Our job is to talk about things we hope you'll find interesting, without all the shouting.
To disagree without being disagreeable. To provide incisive, factual commentary that cuts through the weekly spin cycle and aims to enlighten, not enrage, our listeners.
So join us for Civil Politics. Every Friday evening at 6 p.m. on Valley Free Radio or anytime at civilpoliticsradio.com.
Treat me wrong, I'm gonna keep the people.
California, going to California. God knows Slim, I'll be bison. Yeah, you never see me, never see.
And we opened with The Stones, Mercy, Mercy, and John Lee Hooker followed with Mercy Blues. And there's always been a strong connection between the band and Hooker. He was a huge influence, and they've actually performed on stage together. And here's what John Lee had to say about that connection. Keith Richards has a love for me, and he does everything for the love of music. He's a Superman. I love him. Oh, yeah, he knows what the blues is.
I can't believe the things I'm seeing. I wonder about some things I've heard. Everybody's crying mercy when they don't know the meaning of the word. A bad enough situation is sure enough getting worse. Everybody's crying just as long as this business first. Toe to toe, touch and go, give a cheer, get your souvenir. People running round in circles, don't know what they're headed for. Everybody's crying peace on earth just as soon as we win this war. Straight ahead, knock 'em dead. Back your kid, choose your hypocrite. Well, you don't have to go to Off-Broadway to see something plain absurd. Everybody's crying mercy when they don't know the meaning of the word. Nobody knows the meaning of the word. Thank you.
This is Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org. More than 200 Smith College students occupied the administration building at the college starting March 27th. The 24-hour-a-day occupation was continuing as of about 1 p.m. on March 29th, with dozens of students still in the building. They were calling on the college to stop investing in corporations that make bombs, guns, and other supplies used by Israel to kill people in Gaza. The USA provides much of the money for the genocide. In other news from the Valley, in Brattleboro on March 27th, Todd Chisholm pled guilty to sexually assaulting a child. Chisholm was a police officer in the Vermont State Police for 13 years. In Burlington, Vermont, on March 5th, Emma Mulvaney Stanek was elected mayor. She's the city's first female mayor. Mulvaney Stanek is a member of the Progressive Party, which in 2020 played a key role in laying off 30% of the city's police force. In 2021, the book Becoming Abolitionists, Police, Protests, and the Pursuit of Freedom by Derrica Purnell was published. Michelle Alexander writes for the New York Times. Alexander said, quote, "Becoming Abolitionists is essential reading for our times," unquote. This has been Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.com.
So Isha Williams and his weekly social justice-leaning Valley Post Radio. You'll be hearing it on a regular basis here on Words and Music. And we opened with Elvis Costello's cover of Mose Allison's Everybody's Crying Mercy, a song recorded 20,361 days ago and unfortunately is just as relevant today, with lines like these: "A bad enough situation is sure enough getting worse. Everybody's crying justice just as long as there's business first."
said death ain't got no mercy. Death ain't got no mercy. Death ain't got no mercy in this land.
She asks me to kill the spider. Instead, I get the most peaceful weapons I can find. I take a cup and a napkin. I catch the spider. I put it outside, and I allow it to walk away. If I am ever caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, just being alive and not bothering anyone, I hope I'm greeted with the same kind of mercy. Thank you.
And that was Rudy Francisco. And next up, we have Michelle Schacht.
Mercy is not strain, y'all.
All right.
Now. I'll show you how it goes, all right? We sing the quality of mercy. You sing.
Quality of mercy.
The quality of mercy.
The quality of mercy.
The quality of mercy.
Quality of mercy.
The quality of mercy.
The quality of mercy.
All right, so that's not very hard, right? All right, I'll let you know when that comes in. All you hypocrites and liars, woo! In the temple seeking gain. All you senators and lawyers, with your motives to explain. All you victims and you heroes, woo! Your petitions to complain. All you murderers, your martyrs, on the fields where you lay slain. On the just and unjust, yes. Like it does rain. And the quality of mercy is not strange. Vengeance and revenge are just two words for pain, y'all. And the quality of mercy is not strange.
Thank you.
all you hypocrites and liars in the temple seeking gain, all you senators and lawyers with your motives to explain, all you victims and you heroes, your petitions to complain, all you murderers and martyrs on the fields where you lay slain, on the just and unjust alike in doth rain, and the quality of mercy is not strained. Michelle Schock diving into the quality of mercy. And before that, we heard John D. Graham with Death Ain't Got No Mercy. The Texas Troubadour's latest album is called Only Dead for a While, and he wrote that after suffering a cardiac arrest in his van after a 4th of July gig in Chicago. Doctors told him he was dead for 5 to 7 minutes. We're going to have Marvin Gaye take us home with Mercy, Mercy Me. Thanks for listening, and this week we hope everyone everywhere is merciful as can be, and that would be good, you know, for goodness sake. Okay, Marvin, take it away.
Thank you.